you can email us later on, and we'll check them out and read them later on and stuff. I'm Dee Snider. Debbie Rochon is with me. And I know there was something I wanted to tell you, because I'm having so much fun tonight. I am. I missed you last week. I missed the show.
We missed you.
This is cool to do this. Why'd your volume just suddenly go low?
I don't
low?
Know.
Okay.
I'm a victim.
You sound like
to
a very
whole...
little person.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Now, is it Von Gools or the Von Gools? Jake?
It's the Von Gools.
It's the Von Gools. Okay, my first question was, is it like the Ramones? Is everybody Von Gool last name or no?
No, well, there's a cartoon where there's Elliot Gool and Sybil Gooley, but in real life, we're Dank, Kira, Jeff, and Jake. So it didn't work for long in real life.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool, because if you did that, everybody would say, oh, it's like the Ramones.
Right, right.
So you
right.
can't really do that. So
yeah,
Von Gool
yeah, the Ramones did that stuff.
Okay, how uncomfortable and awkward is this?
I mean, I feel bad for you guys, because we're on top of you.
We're like, yeah, like...
We're on top of you.
Yeah, Kira. Yeah, I know. Nice rack.
We played smaller, but not recently.
This is actually one of the largest audiences we've had.
There you go.
It's packed in here.
I know.
By the way, the mosh is going to break out during your song. So, now, it's just for the people there, we're in a place at Sirius Radio. It's called the Fishbowl. It's a two-story studio room. It's all glass, and people can look in. And it's a pretty big room until you stuff a rock band in it with us and 27 cameras.
28 cameras.
And producer Mike Costell.
with his camera.
Tell.
Yeah,
take
with one.
His camera.
Yeah,
four cameras and a stick.
Yes, so the band is literally in Debbie's lap.
Yes, and I'm enjoying
Jake's
it.
Jake's dancing.
Well, thank you, Jake.
Try not to sweat on you.
Okay. I'll give him Tony's dollar if he's good.
How? And it made it here because we're looking for bands that sort of got a little tinge of horror influence in there. With a name like the Von Gools, we figured we were barking up the right tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or who are just great.
Yeah, and just great.
Yeah.
Then, no, actually, Stones wanted to play. We said no.
No, there's no horror.
No horror. I said,
sorry.
Mick, you know, just beg all you want. You Keith, shut up.
Get out.
Get back in the tree. What's your connection to horror? I mean, just a clever name, or you just have love of it, or what?
There was originally a cartoon two cartoons that are on the internet, the Von Gools, and
I remember that.
Yeah, there's two episodes that are about 3.5 minutes long, and they're on thevongools.com. And, you know, the real life band just kind of, you know, the name was really popular, so we just started playing out in New York City, and we moved upstate, and now here we are, and we've just been doing more and more fun stuff. It's, we play with a lot of horror-named bands in the area, like Hawk and Daggers, The Scared Stiffs.
We bum them all out.
and you know, Halloween is big. We're playing in Halloween with the Independents. They're like a Misfits type band, I think.
Right.
You know, been doing good stuff. We're opening up for a lot of fun bands and playing down in Asbury Park. And, you know, Halloween's big, and it kind of, like Christmas now, it's starting earlier and ending later.
You're preaching to the choir, friend. Preaching
to the
choir.
Thank God. Thank God.
No, I've got a gothic rock orchestra that, you know, this whole band sings The Curse, which mainly targets October because it's such a great time to do those kind of things. When you do live shows, you get into a gothic thing at all, or just go straight for just, you know, more of the attitude?
Well, the Germans do the whole month, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
But I mean, but you guys, is there a gothic, you're into the gothic, or is there
I
more?
I did the whole, like, fishnets, knee-high Doc Martens, tiny little short shorts Asbury last
could
week.
Could you say that slower?
Yeah, say Doc Martens. Fishnets. I love Doc Martens.
Yeah, I mean.
No, but Dee's a foot fetishist.
Yeah.
I mean, a shoe fetishist.
I like shoes.
Sorry.
I like shoes.
Well, there's shows where all the bands are like horror bands, and then we play shows where they're all punk bands, and then we play shows where they're all garage bands.
We just like to drink. Well, I just like to drink.
You mean you like to play?
I like to play.
We have three genres.
A.K.A.
Who's the dude in the booth?
In the mini.
That's our salamander.
Equal.
Do you have a mic in there?
A fishbowl in a fishbowl.
That is really weird.
The drummer's in a plexiglass room.
He's like one of those evil fish that will eat the other ones. You have to separate them.
Yes.
In it, like a fish tank.
He's a sucker.
Nobody
fish.
Can hear you.
He will attack you.
Stop talking. All right. Well, I think, you know, the EP is called Can You Deal With Nothing? And I think it's time we heard something from the Von Gools. So I just want to step back so I can take it in because...
Yeah.
Honestly, Kira's breasts were impressive. Okay, so here's the I'm kidding, Kira. Here's the Von Ghouls on Fangoria Radio, Sirius Channel 102.
Ready?
Serious, baby.
1, 2, 3.
Oh! We got this ball. There's danger all around. The raven call.
The Von Ghouls. What's the name of that song, Jake? In the mic, my friend. What's the name of that song? Okay, you can answer.
Transylvania Way.
Transylvania Way.
The Transylvanian Way.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
Transylvanian Way.
I don't pay attention.
Like Albanian, I guess.
I gotcha. I gotcha. And people can access this EP at your website or in stores or what?
Yeah, it's also at one place, Bootleg Booze Records in... Sweden or Germany or something like that, somewhere in there.
Okay. So is there a website?
Yeah, thevonghouls.com.
Okay.
V-O-N-G-H-O-U-L-S.
You go to Switzerland.
Yeah, I was going to say, if North American listeners, I'm going to be there next week, so maybe I'll look it up. Here's a Von Ghouls fun fact.
Okay.
Dunk DeLong.
Dank.
Dank?
But you can call him Dunk.
It says Dunk right here.
Dunk.
Look at this, dude.
Or Dink.
Should we dunk him? Because it's official.
Who sent that bio?
Dank DeLong.
Oh,
obviously your Christian name. Dank, you were the lead guitarist in the band. You were fired as a bouncer at the insistence of Boy George.
How long do I have for that story?
Is that true?
He was working at the milk bar, I think.
Yeah, the milk
bar. One second.
It was around for a couple. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Did you get to show them? Oh, sorry.
Tell us about it, Dank.
All right, well, I was working as a bouncer for a couple of months for this
club. Yeah,
you're
pretty jacked, dude. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't really do anything except keep people from coming in the back door. That was my job. It's very simple.
And you didn't let...
I like to follow rules.
Like
it's very black and white.
Hey, what world without rules? Continue.
You do this, you don't do that. You don't let anybody in. Nobody? Nobody. So one day, Lauren Hutton walks up and says, "Hi, I'm Lauren Hutton, and I'm Star Trek." I'm like, wow. And she walks in.
Boy.
So I told my boss, I was like, "Listen, Lauren Hutton came here. I knew her. I'm not supposed to let anybody in, right?" He's like, "No, don't let anybody in." Next week,
so you kind of got a little crap letting Lauren Hutton in, whatever her name is.
She was
next week, she comes
single,
back.
Right?
Yeah.
She comes back, and she's got a bunch of friends with her. And she's like, "This guy always lets me in." And I'm like, "Sorry, I can't do it." So then I talked to my boss. I was like, "Look, Lauren Hutton, blah, blah, blah." He's like, "Yeah, you did good. You did good." So then,
good job,
one day,
man.
I'm standing there. Here comes Boy George with a bunch of friends. Right? And he doesn't even look at me. He just walks past me.
Oh.
I'm like, uh-oh. So I grab him.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just pushing him, right?
Yeah.
I didn't actually grab him. I'm just pushing. I reached back, pushed him out the door, and said, "You can't come in this way. Just go in there. They'll let you right in, your Boy George."
Oh, you manhandled the boy.
He didn't let Boy George in his back door.
Yes.
Right.
I'm a man, darn it. Yes.
Right.
I'm a man.
Very good.
Dank.
And I'm still a man.
Damn.
Did you really want to hurt him?
So what? He got
so
pissed.
I asked my boss at the end of the night. I was like, "Listen, Boy George was here. I didn't let him in. I did. Was it supposed to do?" He's like, "Yes, you did good." Next night, he's like, "Listen, we got to let some people go. You know, times are tough."
Oh, you're done bad.
Need a few calls. The game off.
I'm like, "Is it because of Boy George?" No, it has nothing
no,
to do with
that. Sure, it wasn't because of Boy George.
Week,
you're right.
Somebody else doing my job.
The legendary gay mafia. I've heard about that. All right, Von Gools, you going to hang around and play some more for us a little later on?
Sure.
All right, great. Right now, Debbie, you got a fan giveaway, do you not?
I do.
What is that, babe?
Oh, my God. Two great books from...
New Line.
Black Flame Publication.
That's right.
Of course. One is called Dead Man's Hand, and one is called Dead Reckoning. So we got a lot of dead going on. We got two novels from Black Flame Publication. So the 13th caller shall win these novels. And
at 877-9-SIRIUS.
That's correct.
We'll win the novels.
It's the only way.
That's right. Call right now. And coming up, we're going to be doing This Week in Horror History. And we'll be talking to, wait a minute, Loy Kaufman calling in. And the surprise guest that Debbie is so excited about. That
at
she
the
thinks,
top of the hour is a surprise guest.
And she says, I'm going to love it. Okay.
I'm going to love it. You're going to love
it. Okay, so in the meantime, start calling and listen to Pantera, Mouth for War on Fangoria Radio, Sirius Channel 102.
And I say, keep things the way they are. I love Fangoria Radio, Dreadfully Yours, Virginia.
Thank you, Virginia, for that. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. She sent out Dee and Debbie at FangoriaRadio.com. All right, Von Gools, before we kick into another song, this list, they put together a list of, like, interesting things about the Von Gools, and it's, like, a lot of interesting things, like Johnny Thunders shot up in Kira's apartment.
Yeah.
Did you drive him to it, or was he just using
shot
place?
Shot up what? A gun, a needle?
No, he's just over.
Banging.
Oh, okay, banging. All right.
Banging
the
pop.
I work at the Limelight in the 80s, and we all rolled back to my place and
shot up.
Yeah, and now he's dead.
Pictures.
Thanks,
yeah.
Kira. You could have stopped. No, making Kira feel guilty about it. And she's got pictures of him laying on the bathroom floor. Okay, what song? The Von Gools, we talked to him earlier. They got a CD out,
vinyl only.
Vinyl only.
Mm-hmm.
How hip.
Yeah.
How cool.
Very cool.
Does it come with a player?
Well, yeah, if somebody buys it, we usually send them CDR anyway.
That's good.
Thank the department.
So they buy it, and then they can get a CDR?
Feel for them.
Yeah.
They can't listen.
Zach, you're so sensitive.
Keep it in good condition, you know?
It's cool, though.
No wonder Murphy's Law kicked your ass.
Keep it in mint condition.
But that's great.
I mentioned that Mike Fornatel produced it and is now doing sound for us in the studio.
Oh, right on.
Very cool.
Okay.
I'm lucky to have Mike here, yep.
And where can they reach out to you, of course, to find out more about you guys and get your music?
VonGool.com.
Von Gool.
Von, V-O-N. As opposed to V-A-N.
Like Van Helsing's curse.
That's right.
It's VonGool.com.
Von Gool, right.
Got it. Okay, so what are we going to hear now, guys and girl?
This is a song called Road Warrior, which is based on my favorite movie, regardless of...
Mine too!
It's an ode to Mal.
Yeah, you know,
even though the DUI, He's still the road warrior.
Well, motherfucking Mel.
Mel should have a DUI.
You know, maybe it's because the movie, you know, like he had this messiah complex. And
it drove him to it.
Yeah, yeah.
He needed leather. More leather.
It drove him to it. All right. Well, you know, I always try to judge, not the artist, but the art. You know what I mean? Like Axl Rose, just think he's a just a freaking idiot. But I love Guns N' Roses records, and I'm not going to stop listening to him because he's acting like an idiot. You know what I mean? You know? So let's listen to the Von Ghouls.
Oh, God.
Okay? And
Don't do it to us.
I won't do it to you. Fire it up, Kira. Fire it up, guy. Von Ghouls on Fangoria Radio, Sirius Channel 102.
One.
Go on, Mel.
Two. One, two, three. I saw a vision in the haze. It was a man from far away.
Everybody, Von Ghouls.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Yes, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having
me. VonGhouls.com. And reading fun facts. Von Ghouls, you should have all these fun facts on your website. Just like.
It's privilege info.
Yeah, you know. But Jaco Pastorius, the famous jazz bassist, hung out with Kira for a summer and then threatened to kill her?
Yeah, that was fun.
What are you doing to these guys?
I was a little kid, man.
Did he inspire you to pick up the bass?
Yeah.
No, seriously, did he?
Yeah, Jaco?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How did he threaten to kill you?
Reminded him of his daughter, who was in trouble, as he was. Well, not as he was, but she was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a great summer together, running around, throwing frisbees, playing bass, sneaking me into clubs.
But he said hung out. You mean like out of his pants? Or?
Washington Square Park hangout.
Oh, that kind of hangout.
Where does the threaten to kill you part?
This girl's crazy.
I don't know. He's a freak.
How did he threaten to kill you?
A horror movie.
That's what he does.
Like, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to stab you. I'm going to what?
He ran at me, and luckily there was a chain link fence in between us, and they dragged him away, threw him in a cab, and I ran down into the West 4th Street subway and disappeared.
Jake, anybody beat you up or threatened to kill you?
No, not recently.
Okay,
but he inspired me to play bass, so.
Yeah, so you got,
You got something
so it was good.
It happened.
The secret kill, also.
Well, thanks, guys. Hang out. It's going to wrap up this show. This week's show. Everybody, I want to thank our guests, Sid Haig.
Yeah.
Gary Sherman, the director of 59, 69. How many people? 39. A movie. And when is that going to be? That special showcase is on Monday, right?
Yeah, this coming Monday night at the Two Boots Theater in New York City.
Are you going down?
I'm going down.
I'm
going
to be in Sturgis, which I just want to remind people. I won't be here next week. I'm sorry. These were dates before I signed my deal with
Fangoria. You'll be back the following
week. Yes. But I'm going out to Sturgis, the bike rally
out
there.
And you will check in with us.
Yeah, I'll be calling in on Friday. VH1 Classic is filming a special called All Roads Lead to the Chip for Labor Day weekend, so you can see that later on in September. All right, of course, Von Gools, thank you again, guys.
Thank you.
Excellent job.
Thanks for having us.
Lloyd Kaufman celebrating 10 years of Romeo and Juliet, and you're going to see him tomorrow?
I am. In Ohio, Akron, Ohio, at the Twisted Nightmare Weekend.
So if you're listening, you're out there, stop down. Tony Timpone, who was strangely silent and drained.
and financially broke after the Stilettos Club he was visiting earlier.
And let's not forget about Mark Metcalf, our surprise guest.
Yeah.
Niedermeyer from Animal House, the dad from the Twisted Videos.
Good movie, too.
Yes. he's done so many television. He was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Seinfeld. I mean, he's done a lot of work. And now he's in Wisconsin, living the good life.
The Legend Trip is his new horror movie, too.
Yeah, and he says that's going to be probably DVD release later on. And he said in the spring or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, and don't forget, Tom DeFeo said that the president of Fangoria Entertainment says in a couple weeks, all this filmmaking that's going on each week.
We have as many cameras as 39, the movie 39, the serial killer had in his movie.
That's right. And we will
360 degrees.
Yet it's radio.
It's going to be a broadband broadcast, though, right? They're going to be able to hear it on the internet. And thanks to Mike Costello, producer, Joe Lapari, Paul Cadillo, our board op, Ian Scotto and Mike Masher, our call screeners, all of our callers, thank you. Everyone at Sirius. It seems like we're missing people on this list.
Well, all of our Fangoria TV
Mike
crew, which is in the hundreds.
Yes, and the Fangoria fans.
Yay.
Debbie will be here next week. I'll be back the week after. Keep listening to Fangoria
you
Radio.
Rock.
Sirius Channel 102.